Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, come on! Just clap your hands.
Not conform to this world,
but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this wonderful Wednesday evening that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Thank you. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Everybody to our wonderful Wednesday midweek victory service. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Loving the Lord just gets you choked up sometimes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'd like to welcome everybody, our young people. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us. Hallelujah. Our new listeners, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to all of our regulars. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you. Everybody, take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Comments and notebooks. Take out your ink pen, your pencil, your highlighters. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah. You will need your Bible. Hallelujah. You'll need your comments and notebook to write out or to copy. Hallelujah. The scriptures, write down the scriptures that I'm going to give you, that the pastor's going to be preaching from tonight. You got a boatload of them tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may want to take some notes. Hallelujah. As he preaches, hallelujah, God may drop something in your spirit, too, while the word of God is being, while the word of God is coming forth. Hallelujah. If God drops something in your spirit, you don't want to forget it. Hallelujah. You also want to write down names of people that you want to pray for. When we put our family and friends' names into the atmosphere to pray for, hallelujah, to call their names out, hallelujah. When we take communion, hallelujah, there may be someone that you know that is not able to take communion for one reason or another. You may want to stay in proxy for that person. You may want to put their names on a prayer list because they need healing, hallelujah. They may be incarcerated. Hallelujah. They may be in the hospital. Hallelujah. You may know someone. Hallelujah. Just for some reason not able to take communion at this time. Hallelujah. But you're going to believe God for their salvation, for their deliverance. Hallelujah. You're going to believe God for them. Hallelujah. You can stay in trust. Ask God to do the work. Ask God to intervene on their behalf. Hallelujah. Ask God to show up. And he will. Hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Don't forget to reset your alarm. Excuse me. 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting, Hallelujah. We have praise and worship 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. We would love for you to join us. 7 a.m. every morning, we start our day off with the Lord. What a wonderful time we have in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Their testimonies, hallelujah. Their faith extenders, hallelujah. They will encourage you, hallelujah. Their prayers, hallelujah, going forth, hallelujah. That will bless your heart and early in the morning. What a wonderful way to start your day off with Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's every morning, 7 a.m. And then Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m., we have our Institute of Biblical Learning. 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, we have our Midweek Victory Service. Hallelujah. And mark your calendars. Hallelujah. The first Friday of the month. The first Friday of the month, we have a 60-minute victory prayer service for our children. Our 60-minute victory prayer line. Hallelujah. Where we go before the Lord for our children, for the youth. Hallelujah. We encourage the parents. Hallelujah. We talk to the parents. We talk to the children. Hallelujah. And we call names out to the Lord because we want God to intervene and do something great in the lives of the children. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. Young people, mark your calendars. Hallelujah. Grandma, grandpa, hallelujah. Auntie, uncle, mark your calendars. Make a list now of children's names that you want to call out in prayer. Hallelujah. When we pray for the children on that first Friday of the month, hallelujah, you want God to intervene. You want God, you want to see a miracle in the children's lives. We start the year off. Let's start it off with Jesus. Let's start it off with our vine. Let's ask God to cover our children. Hallelujah. While they're on the playground, on the bus, in the schools. Hallelujah. And on the college campuses. Let's head the enemy off. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's the first Friday of the month. Hallelujah. Grandma Kibi, hallelujah, goes before God. Hallelujah. I'm right there, right along with you. We're going to look. We're storming the gates of hell. Hallelujah. Tell them to loose our children. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going before God. Hallelujah. Asking God to bless our children. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to have a fantastic year in the Lord, young people. Hallelujah. And the second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship. And then 7:15 till 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. Let's cover the whole family. Hallelujah. And then on Sundays at 3 p.m., that's our International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just have miracles all over the place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, even if you're traveling, hallelujah, you have friend, family and friends on the other side of the world, hallelujah, give them the phone number. Tell them be in service with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Ask God to bless this ministry. Hallelujah. And all the ministries, our co-workers in the kingdom, the other ministries you see there in our website, ask God to bless those pastors and those pastors' wives. Hallelujah. That they'll continue to bless the Lord and preach the word of God, drawing all men unto Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, first Sunday of the month is Friends and Family Sunday. Hallelujah. That's the first Sunday. Then the first and second Sunday, we have the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner with yours truly. Hallelujah. First, second, and the third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner with Malachi Malcolm. Hallelujah. Honoring the birthdays. Hallelujah. Of the young, of everybody. Hallelujah. In the congregation with a gift and a card. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Where our young people, yes, are being taught the word of God by Grandma Kibi. Hallelujah. Come out. Bring your children, your grandchildren, your godchildren. Hallelujah. Somebody else's children. Bring them out. They live next door. Ask the parent of Dave. You can bring them to church. Hallelujah. So they can be taught of the word of God. These children need Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only way they're going to make it through life is with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month, they're able to have a review. They're able to share with us in the congregation what they learned. Hallelujah. In Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Yes, they are able to share, to sing songs and answer questions and read poems. And they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake. Hallelujah. They're made in the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They always give us something we can take away from them. They always give us a gift. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's something we can take away from that service from them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank God for Jesus. That same service is when we have a guest speaker that comes in giving us the word of God. And for the month of January, the guest speaker is Bishop Dwight Smith of Victorious Life Ministries. Hallelujah. On Park Heights, Rome Righteoustown Road. Hallelujah. He will be here. Hallelujah. Preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. He is a tremendous teacher. Hallelujah. He breaks down the word of God. Come out and hear this mighty man of God. Hallelujah. Preaching the word. Hallelujah to us. Hallelujah. At the spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. A free fellowship dinner. Come out, hear the word of God. Invite somebody with you and invite them to stay and have dinner. If you aren't able to stay, we'll pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our new building. It's beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful dining room. Beautiful childcare room. Hallelujah. Thank God for the beautiful parking lot. Everything that God has done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for our postal partners, everyone that's sown a seed. Hallelujah. And send it through our post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Everyone that has used our cash app, which is $TPH2023. And everyone that has used our cash app, our dollar sign, and our post office. I'm missing one.
GoFundMe page.
Thank you. And our GoFundMe page, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. We'd like to be able to send you a thank you gift. You have a need, sow a seed. Hallelujah. Tell God what you need. Hallelujah. But sow the seed according to the size of the harvest. Hallelujah. That you want to reap. Hallelujah. You want to go out there and get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the campaign that we're continuing with our scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. For a donation of $5, you still, when you come to church, you can still, hallelujah, purchase a bag of scripture wristbands and give them out all over the world, everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Bless the lives of people whose lives you cross. In the name of Jesus, I would also like to announce that on tomorrow, we're calling a corporate for the church. Hallelujah. I'm sure the pastor will share more about it. Hallelujah. He's asking just to give up one meal, whichever meal you want to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are claiming victory. Hallelujah for our new building. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for for the shower stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City. Thank God for how he is adding on to the church through our Homeward Bound ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God for all he's done, doing, and going to do. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Again, thank you, Pastor Peaches. And again, we are calling for a corporate fast on tomorrow at January the 11th. At 1:11, and we are fasting for the keys to our new building. Hallelujah! We want the keys to our new building.
Amen.
We thank God for that, and we ask that you give up at least one meal. Now, you can give up all the meals for tomorrow, but fasting is when you give up something, and you replace the time that you use dealing with that in prayer. So prayer and fasting go together. They're not separate. They go together. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. We share with you, when you fast, a personal fast, that's you and God's business. You don't have to tell us about that. Keep that to yourself. But when a corporate fast is called, that's when it's announced from the pulpit. That's when we can share that. So we're sharing that. You're out of order if you're going on a personal fast and you go around telling people. The Bible says you have your reward. So this is a corporate fast. And so we can share it. We call the corporate fast for tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. In Jesus' name. To those who believe, you're going to receive. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Again, thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. 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 I want to also take this time to thank all of you in Radio Land and those in the congregation who have joined our crusade to tell at least one person a day that we love them with the love of the Lord. That we love them and God loves them too, because so many people are going around. Many people are going around in this city, or this state, this country, and the world thinking that nobody cares for them, nobody loves them. It will be a blessing for you to share that with them. So again, join us as we share it with at least one person every day that we love them and that God loves them too. Hallelujah. We thank God for every man, woman, boy, or girl who's asked us for prayer, or we said we pray for or add to the miracle prayer list. And we're going to take time right now to pray for others. Because we understand when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Psalms 22, verse 3 says, God inhabits the praise of his people. Luke 18 and 1 says, men are always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 says, we're to pray without ceasing. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, even says to pray for folks that are really mean to you, that don't act right, don't treat you right. It abuse you. And why does God say that? Because they need Christ too, y'all.
Mm.
Yes, we need the Lord, but they do too. So we pray for others. So I'm going to play a selection, the prayer, in the background. I'm playing that selection. I want you to name names. I want you to call out names aloud, verbalize, articulate, out loud somebody's name. Start with your family and then work out for it. Because somebody prayed for you. I know somebody prayed for me, but somebody prayed for you too. They had you on their mind. And that took a little time to pray for you. We're going to do that right now before we do anything else. Thank you, Lord. Check him up. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. We expect it as we place people's names in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Come, thy kingdom be done, thy will. Life with me and my family, my wife, Susan, myself.
Yes.
Daniel, Pastor, Christopher, Tiny Girl, Tavon, Kimberly, Tia, Lisa, Keisha, Michael, and Marcus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tommy, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Daniel, Jaheed, and
Daniel, Pamela, Kimberly, Tiny, Earl, Tavon.
Rosalba,
hallelujah. of the grandchildren, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lauren, Knowledge, Dave.
Grandchildren, Father. Hallelujah. Dominique. Hallelujah. Lorena. Hallelujah. Elijah. Hallelujah. Malachi, Xavier, Oscar, Griselda. Hallelujah. Travion. Hallelujah.
Family. Hallelujah. Juliet.
Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Mikey and Ariana. Hallelujah.
Family.
Hallelujah. Malachi again. Michael. Hallelujah. Alicia. Hallelujah. And Kia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's
your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bless all this, my sisters, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Rachel Johnson, Raymond Banks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bertha Johnson, Lorena Johnson, Marion Crenshaw. Hallelujah. Viola Wright, Lewis Wright, Talitha Regina, Dwight, Lee, Jean. Hallelujah. AJ, Linda, Lisa, Lydia. Hallelujah. Bryson.
Angela.
Alec.
Taylor.
Hallelujah. Karen. Hallelujah. Wayne and Ronnie. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Prophet Cynthia. Denarius. Hallelujah.
Raven Banks family.
Hallelujah. QB and Justin and Dominic and all their children. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Mother Harris, oh God, and Angie and Ronald and Rosalind. Thank you, Lord. Brother Jerry. Hallelujah. And Raheem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Campbell, hallelujah. Paulie, Valentine, hallelujah. Brother Harry, hallelujah.
Calvin family. Elder and Minister Miles.
In the name of
Celestia family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The pastors, Father. Blessings to Julie and Monique and Desiree. Hallelujah. And the grandchildren, Father. In the name of Jesus. Sister Anna, Sister Kitty. Hallelujah. Pastor Warren and First Lady Darlene.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless our next door neighbors, Father, dear God. Hallelujah. Bless Miss Paula. Hallelujah, Mr. Bob and my Lord Ezra, Mr. Manning. Pat and Miss Martha, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the neighbors down the street and up the street, across the street. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Father. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's the pastors, oh God, that's been planted by your hand, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pastor
Royals, First Lady Maisie, hallelujah.
Pastor
Dunstan, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. First Lady Sharon, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Playing in power, Satan, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the young people, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless. Hallelujah. Bless Brother William. Hallelujah. Bless Tiffany and Linda. Hallelujah. And Reggie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And David, his scooter. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless Diana and her husband. Hallelujah, Valerie and her husband. Hallelujah, and the children. Hallelujah. Megan and Penny. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless everyone, Lord God, we passed out wristbands to. Everyone, we passed out a meal to a warming packet.
Michael and family, Michael Shelton and family, Deborah Thompson and Thomas and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. James Worthy and family, Al Lowry and family. Hallelujah. Michael Irvin and family, Dr. Barrow and family.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless family, co-workers. Co-workers. Touch your bodies in the name of Jesus.
Heaven,
Father. Protect the Lord God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless them, Lord God, on their jobs. Hallelujah. Bless the co-workers.
Larry Somerville, in fact.
Has protection around the Lord.
Mr. Frosty is the fact. Mr. Burnham is
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put a shield of protection around him. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go with the Lord God. Every home she has to visit to. Hallelujah. Name of Jesus. Bless Leslie, bless every home she has to go in and out of. Hallelujah. Brad and Isabel, hallelujah, all the children. Eric and Keisha and Cody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your man Jesus family. The kind of
thank you, Jesus.
Another joy and family. Another joy and family. Another joy and family. Sister Tiffany and family. Sister Jason A and family. Sister Hallelujah. Sister Camilla and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Strength, Lord. Strengthen them, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Prophet Rudolph Bridges family. Hallelujah. Sister Nancy and family. Hallelujah. Barbara Cook James and family. The Lord Smith and family. Dolly Hammond and family. Lord Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give it up to you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kenneth Mitchell and family.
Have your way, Lord.
Family. Another Kenneth and family. Another Kenneth and family. Kevin and family. Another Kevin and family. Another Kevin and family. Harvey and family.
Pat Rowland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. For healing, hallelujah, Sister Catherine. Hallelujah, touching the body, Lord. Hallelujah, blessings to Anna, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Elder Kelly and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Mother Banks and family. Dr. Aubrey Thompson and family. Dr. Nancy McKnight and family. Dr. Wanda Mack and family. Dr. Benjamin Ratcher and family. Dr. Lynette Brown and family, Dr. Herlene Russell and family, Dr. Karen Pitt-Lims and family, hallelujah, Dr. Joy and family, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, may you take care of us, we thank you, Lord, we bless your name today, Lord, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders,
in the name of
miracles,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Following in Jesus' name, to them that believe, to them that are willing to receive.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord.
Ooh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
The next election.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What you will hear will be of a Holy Ghost filled. Tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Hallelujah.
Come unto me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what Jesus said. That's the way it's supposed to be.
I love Jesus too.
Teach your kids to praise him. And give him the glory before they go to sleep. Read him a Bible story. Oh. And I shall not want children what to see. Oh, yeah. But most importantly, is that kids love Jesus.
To love Jesus. Hallelujah. What day is it, y'all? What day is it? Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. And this is a day, a good day, hallelujah, young people, to start thinking about accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's hump day. It's the middle of the week. Hallelujah. Halfway through, hallelujah, the week. The school week, hallelujah, is halfway, we're halfway through, hallelujah. And you know what? God gives you strength and grace to get through the rest of the week, hallelujah, because he is your ever-present help, hallelujah. He's always there for you, hallelujah, hallelujah. And tonight, hallelujah, I'm just so full, hallelujah, thinking of the different ways that God was there for me as a child and how I want you to experience his love and his faithfulness and the joy, Hallelujah, that he can give you in your heart when you accept him as your Lord and Savior. You may say, oh, that's for older people. I'm not bad. I go to school and I listen to my parents and I don't cheat on my tests in school and I just do everything I'm supposed to. But Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Don't you know that if you die in your sins was before you give your heart to the Lord, you will not go to heaven. There is a place for you in heaven. Hallelujah. If you give your heart to the Lord and if you're taken off the scene of the earth, you will be with the Father forever. You will be with Jesus. And that is the way you want to go. You don't want to go to a place that's burning and burning and burning. Have you ever touched a pot that was hot or drunk something that was, can you imagine that burn, your flesh? Are you burning forever and ever and eternally? You don't want that. Hallelujah. Heaven is real and so is hell.
Hallelujah.
Hell is real. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to let you know just what the flames of hell feel like. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. And you some people say, well, I'm not bad. I don't do no little big sins. I don't smoke. I don't be out there on the corner and selling and slinging and doing stuff that my mother and my daddy tell me not to. But Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's Romans 3:23. Okay? And Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So many times I think if I was the only one on this earth, Jesus still would have died for me.
Yes.
Because he loved me just that much. He would have died for me because he loved me just that much, and he would not have wanted me to go to a burning hell. Hallelujah. And I thank God I received him in my heart as a child. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And don't you know he can come into your heart and save you. Hallelujah. Only thing you have to do is say, Father God, come into my heart and save me from my sins. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Hallelujah. If you live for the devil, when you leave here, there's a payment. If you live for Jesus and you die, there's a payment. You're going to meet someone. You're going to answer eternally to someone. Why not let it be Jesus?
Hallelujah.
When you go to heaven and live with him eternally and forever. And Romans 10:9, it says, "Thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved." Hallelujah. And that's all you have to do. Lord, I believe in my heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. And Lord, you come into my heart and save me. And it is just that easy. Hallelujah. And it is, and the 10th verse says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Hallelujah. The 13th verse says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You call upon him, he is as close to you as your very breath. Hallelujah. He said, "Jesus, come into my heart and save me from my sins." It's just that easy. And you have crossed over from death unto life. Hallelujah. Don't you know he will give you power? Hallelujah. When you accept him, hallelujah, he'll give you the power, hallelujah, to stand up to the bully. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Acts 1:8 says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Hallelujah. And you'll say, "Well, I've tried that before, and I still make mistakes." Yes, we all make mistakes. But when you receive the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you've asked him to your heart. You receive the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:8 says, "Ye shall receive power After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. You can't do this by yourself. You can't walk this journey by yourself. You may say, well, I tried to be good. I tried to do, Just trying to, but in your own flesh and by yourself. No, baby, you can't. And no, I can't either. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for God we can call upon. Hallelujah. It's right there. He's closing down very breath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The older people say, oh, he'll be a doctor in the sick room. That's true even for you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you young people, y'all come upon things. You have to go to the hospital. You come upon diseases and different things that attack your body. Hallelujah. You'll be able to call on Jesus for yourself. You may not be able to get somebody on the phone. Hallelujah. You're in the hospital room. You there by yourself late at night or whatever. And your mom, one of your family members may be there, but they may be them fell asleep because they were woke all day with you. Hallelujah. But you know what? God will be a doctor for you in the sick room. If the situation comes up that you need a lawyer, God will be that lawyer for you in the courtroom. Hallelujah. He will be in your ear at study time, and he will bring it back to your remembrance at test time. I know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
God will do it. And he will be your strength. Hallelujah. And the only way you can do I'm going to share with you the three keys to the seven pillars of wisdom. Only through Jesus Christ are you able to do this. Hallelujah. If it's not yours, don't take it. It's temptations out there. It's temptations out there. You see the little pictures on TV, an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other shoulder. One part of your mind says, oh, go do that. Go take that. Go steal that. And God on the other shoulder, on the other ear says, no, you are my child. I'll give you what you desire. You don't have to take anything that's not yours. Hallelujah. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, you may be tempted to lie. Don't say it if it's not true. The Holy Ghost will give you the strength and his power to do the right thing. And if it's not right, you don't do it. Only through Jesus Christ are we able to do the things that we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. He said, if it's not yours, you don't take it. If it's not true, you don't say it. And if it's not right, you don't do it. Hallelujah. Young people, some things in this life, it's even hard for adults to do. But don't you know what? We call on Jesus too. The same way I'm trying to share with you. And he's right there for you too. He is right there for you too. He is there because he wants all of us to make it. He wants all of us to be victorious in him. Hallelujah. And that's what he died on the cross for, so that we'll be victorious. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he loves you. It's no age limit. It's no age set. Well, when you get to this age, you accept Jesus Christ. No, you have the understanding, hallelujah, of the word of God and what I'm trying to share with you. You can accept Jesus Christ in your heart. And if you'd like to have a Bible, just give me a call. Hallelujah. At 410-444-5152, and we'll get a Bible to you. So you have a Bible to read every day. Don't you know, when I was a teenager, I used to take my Bible to school. I used to take my Bible to school. I was able to read during lunchtime. Hallelujah. I could carry my Bible in my pocketbook or carry it on top of my books. Hallelujah. I was not ashamed of Jesus Christ, and he was not ashamed of me. Hallelujah. And some of my friends in high school even got saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When you live the life of Jesus Christ, God will make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. He will bring things, your studies back to your remembrance. He'll allow you to get on the honor roll. Hallelujah. He will allow you to be a child that other children look up to, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be blessed, young people. Jesus loves you, and I love you. Hallelujah. And you can't do a thing about it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday evening.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory.
And we do so in the light of the word of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for. Now in the text from the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life of blessings. I set before you life of blessings. I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Right, choose life. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, choose life. Hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 17. You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word of the day. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
We take this bread. Your body broken.
Thank you, Lord.
For us.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. You are Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that takes sickness from the midst of your people in Jesus' name.
We take this cup.
Hallelujah.
And remember your blood.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are healing already. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And every time
we do. St. Luke 4:18-19. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we turn. And you want to do it now. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
every time we
thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads, from the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 16:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13.
He's a healing Jesus.
3:26. Psalm 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today, Lord. We remember you. And likewise, on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already in the doorposts and muscles of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already in the doorposts and muscles of our home. Exodus 12:13-23. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 7, verse 15. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26.
Yes.
God, you said to bring you in remembrance.
Hallelujah.
We may plead together that we may be justified.
Yes.
We are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said.
Yes.
God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood.
I see the blood.
Thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our deception and faith, our forefathers and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, disembowels, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the Lord say, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly restores every curse that's in our family, every celibate, every sex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, disembowels, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Because of who we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession on today.
Hallelujah.
For every man, woman, boy, and girl.
Family, not bonus family.
Bonus family. According to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor.
Shaped in the image of God. Full of integrity and truth.
Mighty
things in Jesus' name. Green, clean, spiritual, clean machine.
We know who
we are from God's perspective. And we're not intimidated by anything in this life.
We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Time for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save and fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with accuracy, excellence, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, and 100 fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Peaches, if you would, give us the housekeeping. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The addresses.
Yes, yes, yes. I know what you mean, Pastor. Romans 1:17b, Galatians 3:11b, Romans 12, Hebrews 11:1, Hebrews 11:6, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, Galatians 2, verse 20, John 3 and 3b, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Romans 10:9-10, and John 15:8.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As you know, Pastor Peaches, I do love a little history. Is that right?
Oh, yes. A lot of history.
Well, I want to just share some history to our radio audience tonight. Now, we know what is the medium of exchange or what they call money or currency. And currency is not always been what it is today.
Yes.
In the 9th century BCE, before Christian era, currency was grain. Yes. It was grain. And sometimes it was animals. Sometimes in certain civilizations, the medium of exchange of currency, in other words, you could purchase something, was salt. Salt was a commodity.
Mm.
In the 6th century CE, that's when they started using coins, metal coins, as the medium of exchange of currency. They did that for quite a while. I mean, they made the coins out of gold, silver, some precious metal. And somewhere around the 6th century AD or CE, the common era, the Christian era, they started using paper money. This was in China, the first civilization that started using paper money.
Oh, really?
And it took a while to catch on, but in the 1600s, that paper money idea spread to Europe. Now, today, we are familiar with coins and the dollars, you know, the paper currency.
Mm-hmm.
In 1983, a gentleman came up with an idea about digital money, And many companies tried to deal with that, and they kind of couldn't get it together, and they went bankrupt. Until 29. That's when companies finally worked out the bugs and came up with cryptocurrency. Now, cryptocurrency used the digital platform, in other words, electronics. Cryptocurrency was really not the same as digital currency, because that's what's going on today, digital currency and cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency was decentralized. That, in other words, it was not tied to a bank. Therefore, it did not have the protection or insurance on that kind of currency. It wasn't backed up. Digital currency is centralized, and it's backed up by financial institutions, by banks, and there is in banks an innate protection and insurance on digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, okay, cryptocurrency, decentralized, a company didn't have to be a financial institution, could go into the cryptocurrency arena. But digital currency was based in a financial institution. And most financial institutions around the world are tied into their government, the central banks of their government. And therefore, the investment in digital currency was protected and insured by a government agency. The two different things. You say, why am I talking about currency? In today's world, you want to buy a house or you want to buy a company, and you want to use other people's money. In other words, you want to go to a financial institution. One of the questions that the loan officer would ask you is what kind of currency, what kind of money are you bringing to the table? What you're working with? For a few minutes that I have left, I want to talk to you about some currency. The title of tonight's message is Show Me What You're Working With. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Show me what you're working with.
Tell me what you're working with.
Hallelujah. See, that's the world's arena, cryptocurrency, coins, dollar bills, digital currency. That's what they're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom of God has another currency. You need, in this earth suit, you're going to need currency to navigate through this life, whether it's coins, dollar bills, crypto, or digital. You're going to need some of that to navigate, pay your rent, buy groceries, make your car note, your house note, hallelujah, your business note. in the kingdom of God, there is another currency. Can you go to that first scripture, please? Yeah.
Romans 1:17b. The just shall live by faith.
Your currency, child of God, your currency is faith. You can't live your Christian life without faith.
Amen, amen.
You can't live in this world without currency. That's why a lot of people go to work. Well, that's why a lot of people rob banks. They may call that working, but that's not right, y'all.
Amen.
But they know in order to exist in this dispensation, you're going to need some currency. In order to exist in the Spirit of God, to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, you're going to need what?
Faith.
Go to the next scripture, please.
Galatians 3:11b.
What is that?
The just shall live by faith.
Hmm. Now, see, y'all got to understand God. God is a consistent God.
Yes.
When he says something one time, significant. When he says it two times, that's meaningful. Now, in the King James Version Bible, he talks about faith over 247 times. I think that's past meaningful. Don't you think so?
Amen.
In the entire King James Version Bible, if you add different forms of faith, like faithful and faithfulness, it's over 600 times that it's mentioned in the King James Version Bible. God is serious because he wants you to live.
Amen.
He wants you to live. Jesus said in John 10:10b, I would that thou would prosper. No. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You can't have more abundant life without faith. Give me the next scripture, because somebody don't get this right.
Romans 12:3b.
Go ahead.
But to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to man, to every man, the measure of faith.
He starts you off with the currency you're going to need to be successful in this life. It's not you go looking around, I'm looking for the currency of heaven. I'm looking for the currency. No, you got it. God gave, did it say every man?
Yes. Yes, every man, the measure of faith.
Now, notice it didn't say a measure of faith.
The measure of faith.
Somebody got more than I got. Somebody got, some measure of faith. Everybody gets the same amount of faith. Now, it's like everybody got the same amount of muscle. Unless he's deformed or something. Everybody got the same kind of over 600 muscles. But you got to work the muscles in order for them to get stronger and get bigger. You understand what I'm saying, Pastor Peter?
Yes. Amen, yes.
And some when Jesus told him, oh, you got great faith, he wasn't talking about he had more faith, it's that the faith that he had muscles on it because he used it. What would you say, Katie Ava? Your currency, show me what you're working with. See, you notice that the message is not tell me what you're working with because a lot of folks say a whole lot of stuff.
Amen.
Scientists say that people will believe maybe 10 or 15% of what you say and 85% of what you do, 80 to 85% of what you do. Or or even 90% of what you do. So the message is not, tell me what you're working with. It's, show me what you're working with. Folks talk about, oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He's just everything to me. And they ain't got no faith. They're crying all the time. They're calling people all over the place. Can you pray for me? Can you pray? They probably have about 400 people praying for them. They're going to call 400 people.
Oh, the Lord.
God said, pray for yourself. I gave you the measure of faith.
Hallelujah.
Faith and action so it can grow muscle. People be wearing other people out. Wearing them out. You pray for me. You know we pray for you every day, y'all. Don't call me and ask me to pray for you because we pray for you every day. I start my day off praying for other people.
Hallelujah.
Every day of the year, 7 days a week, I start my day off praying for other people. Give me another scripture because somebody still going to get this.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Substance is something tangible. Faith is tangible, y'all. Faith is real, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Peter got out of the boat and started walking with Jesus. He saw Jesus walking on top of the water. He said, oh, boy, I can do that too. He started walking towards Jesus. And then when he took his eyes off Jesus, he started sinking. But guess what? Jesus grabbed him by the hand and walked him back to the boat. In other words, he began to walk again on top of the water. But guess what he was doing? He was holding Jesus' hand. See, some folks don't even tell you that Peter walked on water twice, coming and going.
Hallelujah.
Faith, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Faith is the currency of the kingdom of God, y'all. You say you ain't got no faith, you're a liar. God gave it to you, you just got it in the closet. You go to the closet, open the door, dust your faith off, and put it into action. Give me another scripture, because they still don't get the point.
Hebrews 11:6. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Now, see, you got to understand this. You ain't using your faith. You ain't pleasing to God. And then you want to cry, God, help me. God, do this. Give me. My name is Kimmy. Give me. My name is Jimmy. And you won't use your faith? And you wonder why you haven't received something? You're just pleasing to God. Pleasing to God. If you don't, without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you don't use your faith, you displease God. I did not write that. Is my name in there somewhere under that verse?
No.
Is it over top of that verse?
No.
In other words, I did not write it. I came too late to change it, y'all. Don't complain to God, get mad at God, because you didn't get something. Did you use your faith? No, well, I called somebody else because I want them to use their faith. You got some faith, you use it. Your faith. Well, I want to call, I'm calling somebody for a prayer of agreement. Okay, take two people who both are doing the same thing. You calling somebody, you ain't using your faith, but you want somebody else to use. That ain't agreement. That's somebody using their faith to bail you out because you don't have faith enough to bail yourself out. You go to God for yourself. Then when you get a lot of faith, say, I know God can do it, and I'm going to call somebody else who feel like I do, and we're going to touch and agree.
Amen.
Okay. okay. You ain't agreeing, and you call somebody to pray for you. That's like a bird and a fish falling in love. Where are they going to live? That don't go. That don't go, y'all. That ain't a prayer of agreement. You barking up the wrong tree. If you think, oh, well, I'm going to get somebody to agree with me in prayer. Agree with what? What you want them to agree with you about? Well, I was hoping that God would. You better get that stuff straight before you call anybody. The first person you ought to call is somebody named Jesus. What's that spell?
Jesus.
Call everybody. Somebody up there on Mount Everest, highest mountain in the world, on a vacation, climbed up that mountain, and I don't know how, but somebody calls him on the phone and says, look, can you pray for me? I'm in a tight spot. Say, do you know where I am? How'd you get my number? How in the world you got me? I'm on top of Mount Everest, and you got me? Well, you know, I'm going through this, and I'm just trying to hold, you don't get some faith, you. Don't read the word of God. Trying to live off faith, but you're trying to live off everybody else's faith. You better get some for yourself. You say, well, that's callous. No, that's not callous. That's the word of God. Call on him. You call on him. I know years ago, they said, who are you going to call? You know what they're going to say?
Yes.
Ghostbuster. No, you want to call a Ghostbuster? Jesus is a Ghostbuster.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Chef Cody, about something. You call on Jesus, y'all.
Yes.
Don't you dare call somebody up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Unless your house is on fire. You should have called the fire department. Stop wearing people out. What's wrong with you? You call on Jesus for yourself. And then when you get some intestinal fortitude and say, I know whom and whom I believe, then you can call somebody. Call them at a decent hour, y'all.
Amen.
Because everybody is living a life, you know that? Everybody got stuff that's going on. Because if you're alive, stuff is going to happen to you. The good, the bad, the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. Good, bad, and ugly. The world don't revolve around you. Everybody's not sitting around waiting for you to call. I ain't going to mention it, but somebody, I put it this way. Jesus, go ahead. God. They say my time is up, but I'm going to say it anyway. Hallelujah. I think it was 2002, I had a stroke. I'm in the hospital. And somebody called me. I'm not sure I've gotten the dates and stuff right. Complaining to me. Why I didn't take a relative going fishing. I'm in the hospital that had a stroke. Why didn't you take them fishing? Why didn't you ask me how am I doing? Show me what you're working with. You want somebody to pray with you, show them what you're working with. If you're working with faith, you in good shape. If someone can agree with you in prayer. If you're still going through the same thing you've been going through in 4 or 5 years, saying the same thing, you're not growing spiritually. If you're not increasing, you're decreasing. Because God's on the move, y'all. Give me another scripture, Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You're not looking at what you see. You're not dealing with praying about the problem. You pray the solution, y'all.
Amen.
Don't give me an itemized list of all the problems. Get me an itemized list of all the blessings that you done received already.
Yes, thank you.
Blessings that you want to receive from God.
Yes, yes.
Show me what you're working with. Give me another scripture, Pastor Peter.
Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loveth me and gave himself for me.
That's what you ought to be saying. Y'all, you see, oh, Jesus. Y'all don't understand this. I give this thing my all. I come out with the word of God. I ask God, what you want me to tell? I don't know what he wants me to share, but then he shows it to me, and I give it to you, and I don't hold back nothing. I'm not saving nothing for tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to take care of itself. I'm telling you the uncompromised word of the Lord. Listen and obey the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Again, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You're not pleasing to God if you don't use your faith. Don't give me no double talk. Don't give me no flim flam. I ain't no victim of no flim flam artist. Don't try to deceive me. You can't deceive me. I got the Holy Ghost, and he showed me who you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's going on for real? There's some folks that are leeches. Oh, yes, they're saved, but they're still carnal Christians. They're still babes in Christ. They can't even pray for themselves. They got to get somebody to feed them, to change their diaper.
Mm.
To put their clothes on and take their clothes off of them. After 30 or 40 years, you ought to be able to do that for yourself. What do you think?
I think so, too. I agree.
See, some of y'all folks are going to get upset at me. I don't even care because I'm not doing it for y'all. But somebody needs to take the nipple out their mouth and start dealing with the word of God for themselves. Y'all keep on trying to wear people out, trying to steal their resources, trying to steal everything from them and wear them out as they're going through, because they're in this life, and you're trying to give them stress. You're being used of the enemy. Do you understand the word that's coming out of my mouth? You're being used of the devil. You better stay in the word of God. Get in the word of God.
Amen.
If you don't learn something new every day, you ain't paying attention. Poco chicken. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. John 3:3b. For I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom.
You've got to be born again. If you're perpetrating a hoax, you will stop, because you ain't fooling nobody but yourself.
Amen.
Because we can go back to Romans 1:17b, the just shall live by faith. If you are justified because you gave yourself to the Lord, then you ought to be living by faith. Because if you're not living by faith, you're not pleasing God. I did not say that. The word of God said that. Give me another scripture. I got to go on.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
You are a new creation.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
That's the way you used to be. If before you met Christ, you were a leech, a tick on the backside of a dog, come on now, a flea on the hair, and then when you accept Christ, you're still a tick on the backside of a dog, you're still a flea. You're perpetrating a hoax. Okay, she get it. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. Tell me what you're working with.
Okay. Oh, Romans 10:10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If somebody mad at me, I don't care. I'm giving you the word of God. I took this out of the word of God. It ain't Earl Bird. It's just the word of God, the electrifying, powerful, uncompromisable word of God. If you don't like what I've said, you take it up with who wrote it.
Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
See, y'all got to understand it. See, you know, this is the Holy Ghost, because that's one of your scriptures that you used tonight. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what's she kidding? And if you go down, do me a favor, go down to 10:17, because somebody needs to hear this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Focus, it came up.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
What? Stop here. Faith cometh by hearing. Go ahead.
And hearing by the word of God.
It's the word of God, y'all. You hear this word of God. Sometimes we don't realize what we've been given. So some of y'all don't understand that you were given the measure of faith. You got the currency of the kingdom of God. Use the currency of the kingdom of God. That's faith. You don't use it, you can't navigate through the spiritual walk without it. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples.
You are his disciple if you don't bear fruit, and if you don't use faith, you ain't going to bear no fruit, y'all. The end. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for hallelujah, the word on tonight, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessings. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all remember, every Christian that you meet wants to know, wants you to show them what you're working with. They want to see the faith in action. Tell me what you're working with. That's what they want to see. That's what I want to see.
Tell me
what you're working with in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God tonight. Thank God for all of you out there that have joined us. Hallelujah. All of you young people that have given your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Please let us know. Drop us a line. And if there's any adults out there that want to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, hallelujah, if you confess in your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, hallelujah, and you've asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, hallelujah, we believe you are saved, hallelujah. You have crossed over from death unto life, hallelujah. Please give us a call and let us know if you would like to have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible to read, hallelujah, we will get one to you, hallelujah. We'll make arrangements so you can have the word of God. You can read it anytime, day or night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for joining us. Hallelujah. God bless you. See you in the morning. please call us in the morning at 720-527-5952, access code 103-4545. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Good night.
God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do.
Hallelujah.